Every time I've spoken to you,
每一个主日，我们在教会中和众弟兄姊妹一同的来敬拜主，这实实在在是我们非常大的福分。
It is a great blessing that every Sunday we come to church and worship together with our brothers and sisters.
聚会刚刚还开始之前
，before the meeting today,
我看见有几位弟兄姊妹带着小孩来。
And I saw some brothers and sisters brought their children.
一个小的男孩刚刚两岁。
And one of them is just 2 years old.
还有几个三岁四岁的。
And others are 3 or 4 years old.
我心中非常的喜乐。
My heart is filled with joy.
可能是我的年纪大了。
Maybe because I'm getting older.
一看见小孩，我好喜欢。
As I saw children, I just love them.
我已经跟你们讲过。
I have spoken to you before.
你们还没有做祖父，不懂得做祖父的味道。
You haven't been grandpa, you don't know how it feels.
我头一次做祖父的，喜乐的了不得了。
When I started to be a grandfather, my heart is so
full of joy. 我问我自己为什么这么喜乐。
I asked myself why I'm so joyful.
我只发现两个原因。
And I found that there's 2 reasons.
一个是我的儿子女儿生的。
Because they are being born by my children.
是爱的延长。
So it is extension of love.
另外一个原因。
Another reason.
辛辛苦苦把儿子女儿带大了，总带了还不够好。
As I raise the children, you know, with such toil, and it's not enough.
盼望孙子长大了，比我自己所养的儿女还要好。
Hope that my grandchildren might be better than the children that I rear.
所以一看见小孩的时候了
，Then as I look at children,
就里头有个的盼望。
And I have a hope in me.
今天我看见的不是我的孙子。
What I saw today is not my grandchildren.
是教会中的孙子。
It is the grandchildren of the church.
但是一个孩子能够长大有好的表现。
As a child grow up and have good behavior.
要看做父母的人一生怎么带领他。
It depends how the parents, how they rear them.
带领的理念。
How as they bring them up.
非常重要的因素。
There's a very important element.
每一个主日。
Every
Sunday,
you have to bring them to church every Sunday to worship.
刚开始聚会的时候
when the meeting starts,
那我胆结他的弟兄是什么名字我都不认识。
I have a brother, I don't know his name.
你看见他一开头怎么祷告
？You know how he pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你创造了宇宙万物，也创造了我们。
You created heaven and earth. You created us.
一个人从小到教会中间来的。
As a child come to the church when they're young.
就会知道我今天能够活着，因为当初神的创造。
And that I can be here today because of God's creation.
我今天能够活到了今天，是主各种的准备了，就我丰富的领受。
I can live until today is because all the provision God had given to me.
我们开头唱了好几首诗歌。
We have sing several hymns.
里头有一首诗歌。
There's one song.
我的魂可以安歇，不必恐惧。
And it is well with my soul.
我在感受什么？
Do you know how I feel?
这首诗歌都是五六十岁人唱的。
This song should be sang by a 50 or 60 year old person.
为什么缘故？
Why?
在我们以前一生过程的里面。
Because in all our ages,
总会遭遇到许多的重担，许多的打击。
We have a whole lot of burdens and a lot of setbacks.
你们知道这首诗歌怎么做的吗？
Do you know the background of this hymn?
那是有一位的基督徒。
A Christian.
他太太带着孩子坐船到另外一个地方去。
It is his wife took the children across over the ocean.
他接到了消息。
And then he received the news.
船沉掉了。
And the ship has shipwrecked.
他怕他的太太孩子死掉了。
And he's so afraid the children and the wife will die.
祷告的时候非常的害怕。
As he prays full of fear.
在这个害怕的里面呢。
In his fear,
这诗歌就来了。
And this hymn just comes into his mind.
一切是依靠在主的身上。
Everything with a trust in the Lord.
而他害怕是他太太和孩子船沉的时候死掉了。
He's so afraid that the wife and the children would die in the shipwreck.
他在神面前的祷告。
So he prayed before the Lord.
更害怕的。
But the more fearful,
不是人死掉了。
It's not that the children that died.
人到最后见到主的面，被神审判，这些我就我们害怕的。
What he fear is the judgment we'll face as people die.
他在这一种的不同的害怕的里面了。
In this different kind of fear.
他里头有一个的话。
this word in his heart.
你不必恐惧，不必害怕。
Do not be afraid.
一切都在主手里头。
Everything is in the hand of God.
诗歌做完了。
After he composed him,
给他太太一个电报。
And received the wire from the wife. One word.
Safely.
Safely.
我没有死。
I did not die.
这个诗歌的背景啊。
So this is the background of the hymn.
每一个诗歌它有它的背景的。
So every hymn had the background.
所以这一首诗歌是适合50岁以上了，经历到地上好多的艰难。
So this hymn is suitable for people over 50 years old after they go through life.
有一首诗歌。
There's another song.
在基督里头得胜。
It's victory in Jesus.
是给年轻人唱的。
It's for young people.
正是在地上活着的时候。
As you live on earth.
不光在恐怖、危难、打击的里头，还能够信靠主。
No, that you can keep trusting the Lord when you have setbacks and you've been troubled.
并且我为着神来活着。
As I live for the Lord.
胜过难处。
I have overcome all trouble.
胜过难处还不算。
Not only that.
胜过了在我灵性上的那一些的痛苦。
And overcome all the pain that I have in my spiritual life.
胜过了我灵性上的软弱。
And overcome the weakness of my spiritual life.
更进一步的了。
And further.
求主赐恩给我。
And the Lord will give me more grace.
叫我在服事上叫教会到复兴的程度。
That as I serve, the church may be revived.
把教会到得胜的程度。
Oh, the church will have victory too.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
圣旧约圣经说，我啊要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
It's in the Old Testament, it said you should guard your heart above all else.
因为一生的功效是从心而来的。
Because all the things come from the heart.
你年轻过这个的心了。
With a young heart,
你在神面前做基督徒的态度就不同了。
And your attitude toward the Lord is different.
我到各处走了。
I'm preaching all over the places.
我发现有一些的教会。
I realize there's some churches.
特别我30多年前到旧金山。
Especially when I went to San Francisco in my 30s.
他们教会中间有一些70-80岁的，有40-50岁的，20-30岁的。
And different ages, 70s and 40s and 30s.
70-80岁的人。
People who are 70 to 80 years old.
最就无聊。
Life seems very boring.
平时怎么样？
What do they do?
到公园做太阳，晒太阳。
And they go to the garden.
70-80岁了吗？
They're 70 years old.
还能够做什么呢？
What else can they do?
什么在公园晒太阳？
So they go to the park.
是不好听话，是等死。
Seems like they're waiting to die.
已经都70-80岁了嘛，在做什么呢？
What else can they do once they're 70 years old?
晒太阳舒服一点了。
So they have, you know, bathe under the sun is more comfortable.
那一个的牧师。
And the pastor there.
他做了一件事。
He done something.
教会中的分了小组。
And he divided the church into small groups.
20-30岁的一组，一组是好多组。
So people who are in their 20s is many groups.
40-50岁的好多组。
And many groups for the people who are 40.
70-80岁的好多组。
The many groups who are 70.
这个牧师告诉我了。
And this pastor told me.
发展最快的是70-80岁那一组。
And the group that developed the fastest is the people in the 70s and 80s.
因为什么缘故？
Why?
究竟是好多晒太阳的人嘛。
Because a lot of people basically
好多都等死的人嘛。
A lot of people waiting to die.
那一些人带他们信主，就是靠着你们70-80岁人带他。
So if you want to lead these people to Christ, depends on the people who are in the 70s.
这一帮老人啊。
So all these elderly.
我觉得70-80岁了，不是等死。
So all these people with 70s, they are not waiting to die.
我还借着我的环境啦，就把福音传扬出去。
God can use me through my situation to spread the gospel.
所以他们教会中最增长多的是70-80岁的那一些人。
So the group that developed fastest are those who are in the 70s.
我是做事情很特别。
I do things differently.
每一个小组顶多15个。
And each group is the most is 15 people.
人增加了。
As people grow,
分作两组。
It's split into two groups.
不要老是你们15个、25个、35个都是一组的。
Do not stay as more than 15, 20 to 30 people into one group.
每一组顶多10个到15个。
So each group, the most is 10 to 15 people.
15、10个、15个。
So you continue to grow.
再去传福音给别人，带到你们这里来。
And you spread the gospel and bring it back to your
group. 人数增加了。
As people continue to grow.
再分作两组了。
And split into two groups.
每一个人在侍奉中有份。
So everybody have a part to serve the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
你去看世界上的光景。
Look at the world.
只有在基督徒里头有盼望，不是基督徒。 老年没有盼望了。
Only people who are Christians, as they get old, they have hope. In the world, there's no hope.
所以这些老人呢
？So all these elderly
也够配我们刚刚所唱的在基督里头得胜。
So they are worthy to sing the song victory.
包括年轻的得胜了。
Not only young people are victory.
70+岁了还在基督得胜。
Even when 70 is in Christ, I'm not waiting to die.
我的我这个年龄的人被主所用去寻找去传福音那一些的工业都等死的老人。
In my age, God is going to use me to preach to those who are waiting to die.
到这样到了老年了。
So as we get to old age,
我非常的喜乐。
So we become so joyful.
不是单单在公园晒晒太阳等死的了。
Not that we go to the park and bathe in the sun and wait to die.Is that I've been useful?
喜乐是什么
？What is joy?
不光看见有带领好多人信主了。
Not only you bring them many people to the Lord.
喜乐的一件事。
Another thing we're joyful.
不久就要见主了。
Because I will be seeing the Lord.
主会赐给我们冠冕。
He will give us reward us with crown.
我们永世中间显出荣耀来。
In eternity, I'll be glorified.
是这种心情的改变的。
So this change of heart.
难得个人在地上生活有这个改变的。
This is because how we live on earth, how we change.
怎么改变的
？How are we changed?
大多在教会中间呢、啊，会有改变的。
Because when you come to church, you will be changed.
所以我打算我在主面前祷告。
So I pray before the Lord.
现在我从一个月有一次到你们这里来。
I've been coming here maybe once a month.
我也了解一些你们长道教会的光景了。
I just want to get to know the situation in your church.
照着你们的光景。
According to your situation,
我盼望从神那里有一些的信息跟弟兄姊妹一同来勉励的。
I hope that I can encourage you from messages from the Lord.
大家都记得。
You remember.
我跟你们讲过了哪些人的条例。
I remember I've spoken to you the rules of the Nazarites.
什么哪些人
？Nazarites.
我教会中间没有人看重。我没有人看重我
Nobody pay attention to me
我不是小弟兄
I'm just a little brother
我在教会中多我一个也不多少我一个也不少
It doesn't matter whether I'm one more person or one less person
什么叫哪些人
I can't
有心愿
He has a heart
为着主来活着
Want to live for the Lord
我教会中间没有任何的地位没有任何人看重
Nobody pay attention to me I don't have status in the church
我仍然把自己献给主了
I will commit my heart to the Lord.
我跟你们讲过了。
So I told you before.
神做了一件事。
God had done something.
违背他原来所定规的。
He had done something against what he original.
为什么违背
？Why is he going against his original?
因为他们到西南山了。
As they reach Mount Sinai.
摩西在山上，神把十条诫命和会幕来告诉他。
God had committed to Moses the Ten Commandments and the Tabernacle.
下面以色列人竟然拜金牛犊。
But yet the Israelites were worshiping the golden calf.
摩西告诉了神，告诉摩西，快快下去吧。
And God told Moses, "Hurry up and go down."
摩西一看见他。
So when Moses saw what happened,
快点撒板摔在地上摔碎
了。He just threw down the two tablets.
他说，谁跟随神的可以到我这里来
？Who's going to follow the Lord? Just come to me.
利未支派来跟着他了。
The tribe of Levi follow him.
摩西说。
Moses said,
拿出刀来
bring out your sword.
到那一边看见了就杀
From this camp to the end, just kill them.
杀了三千多人
More than 3,000 were killed.
为什么用故
Why?
摩西把法版摔碎了之后了
As he threw down the tablets of the Ten Commandments,
才错了
The Israelites realized that they'd be wrong.
他们躲在帐篷里头在那哀哭
They hide themselves in the camps and sorrow and repenting.
有些闲的人无所谓
Some people felt there's nothing.
在营房里都走来走去了。
And they were just walking among the camp.
摩西说必须把这些人完全除掉。
And Moses said you must get rid of all these people.
利未的支派来做这个了。
So the tribe of Levites kill all these people.
神就说了。
And God said.
从前叫以色列全12个支派都做祭司，现在改变了。
He used to say everybody in the 12 tribes will be priests. Now everything changed.
只有利未的支派可以做祭司。
Only the people from Levites can be priests.
可以来亲近神。
They can come near to God.
亚伦的后裔才可以进到殿里面。
Only the descendants of Aaron can enter the tabernacle.
女的还没有资格。
A female is not qualified.
这是男的。
Only the men.
是神的定规啦。
So this is God has set the rule.
神定规了之后啦。
After he set the rule.
发现别的支派中间还有爱主的啦。
He realized that all the people in different tribes. They love the Lord. They are not Levites.
他们并不是亚伦的后裔。
And they are not the descendants of Aaron. So what did God do?
开另外一个条例。
He set another rule.
拿西尔人的条例。
The rules of the Nazarites.
只要你有信愿。
As long as you have the desire.
你不是利未人。
You're not a Levite.
你不是亚伦的后裔。
You're not the descendants of Aaron.
你照样可以侍奉主。
You can also serve him.
连女的都可以侍奉主。
Even the woman can serve him.
那我在那一次跟你们讲了。
At that time I've spoken to you.
盼望弟兄姊妹。
And hope the brothers and sisters,
我每一个人啊,
everyone
of us
can be that Nazarite.
我很喜乐,
I'm so joyful.
有主日跟你们在一起聚会,
that I can be here on Sunday with you.
赞美和敬拜,
praising and worshiping.
但是我喜乐中间有一个不喜乐的,
but something among that is I'm not so joyful.
你们来的人都是爱主的。
People who come here are those who love the Lord.
礼拜天都分出来侍奉主的。
It's separate time to serve the Lord.
真正侍奉的不是太多。
But truly who serve are not many.
我是盼望说
I hope
每一个人来聚会的。
Everyone who would come here for the meeting.
赞美主。
Not only to praise the Lord.
实实际际把自己放在神的面前来侍奉主。
And truly put before the Lord to serve him.
这是我上次跟你们讲哪些人的条例。
This is how I talk to you about the rules of the Nazarite.
那今天我也跟你们讲了。
And today I will speak to you.
要侍奉主做什么？
What should we do as we serve?
因为侍奉主太多事情要做了。
There's so many things we can serve the Lord.
刚刚领诗的是侍奉主。
People who are leading songs, they are serving.
翻译的是侍奉主。
People who are translating, they're serving.
我讲到的是侍奉主。
I'm preaching, I'm serving.
弹琴的是侍奉主。
People play the piano, serving.
做招待是侍奉主。
People who are ushering, are serving.
平时做看望的、关怀的是侍奉主。
People who are visiting, caring, they are serving.
太多事情要侍奉主了。
There's so many things to serve God.
就是根据神给我们的引导和神赐给我们恩赐来侍奉他。
According to His guidance and gift, we serve Him.
但是圣经里头。给我们有一些人的侍奉
But the Lord, in the Bible, the Lord has shown us there's some services.
乃是改变了整个的时代
It changed a whole, the generation of the time.
我已经跟你们讲过了
I have spoken to you before.
圣经有四个，写的圣经有四个笔法
There are four kinds of writing in the Bible.
头一个理论讲解的笔法
One is like theoretical writing.
第二个是人物和历史的笔法
The other is the character and historical writing.
第三个是诗歌词赋的笔法
Third is the writing of the Psalms.
第四个是表号预言的笔法
Fourth is like a symbolic kind of writing.
四个不同的笔法
Four different kinds of writing.
要用四种不同的方式来读的
It had to be read by four different ways.
那么里头有一个乃是历史和人物的笔法
One is talking about characters and history
圣经占了非常大部分
And the majority of the Bible is on this
四福音和使徒行传都是历史和人物的笔法
And in the four gospels and then Acts is it's written as a character and history
在旧约的里面
In the Old Testament
摩西的五经
And the Pentateuch
到了约书亚记
And also the book of Joshua
四世纪
And also the Judges
路德记
Ruth
二记上下
and the first and second book of Samuel
列王记上下列代志上下
first book of Kings and Chronicles
全部是历史的笔法
they are all historical writings
什么叫历史
what is history
我都跟你们讲了
I've told you before
history is his story
history is his story
那是主做事的那个的故事
it's a story of God's way
在主做事的故事的里面啊
in the story of God's way
发现每一个时代的情况不同
and every generation is different
在不同的情况的里面啊
and under different situations
一般的人没有办法脱离改变
nobody can be changed
神仙去少数人来了情况完全的改变了
And God had raised up some minority of people and changed their time.
我心中有许多的思想
I have many thoughts in my heart.
我虽然不愿意花时间但是花一点时间跟你们来谈
I will spend a little time to talk to you about this.
你们看见第二次世界大战吗
You know about the Second World War?
日本人呢偷窃珍珠港
And the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor.
把珍珠港的这么多的转主力舰、巡洋舰都打掉了。
And it destroyed a lot of warships.
美国受了大的亏损。
And Americans suffered a great loss.
打过了之后啦。
After the war.
然后日本人进军来打菲律宾。
And then they invade the Philippine Island.
来打了新加坡。
Also Singapore.
把新加坡了英国人啊最大的租了店威斯利号了都打沉掉了。
Even they sank the very famous British warship.
把缅甸都占了。
And then they take over the land.
把泰国都占了。
Oh, they take over the Thailand.
美国是简直不能够造假。
And the Americans cannot stand it.
他打菲律打菲律宾了。
As they invading Philippines.
马可奥斯只好溜啦。
And then they escape.
把这个光景啊，美国光景很难。
So at that time, Americans in a difficult situation.
我想问你问你们，你们知道吗
？I ask you, do you know this?
日本人和美国打仗转机是什么时候
？When is the turning point of the war between Japanese and Americans?
谁知道的？中途岛。
It is.
你们要看历史啊。
Forever.
中途岛。中途岛是什么
？What is this island?
日本人这么强了。
Japanese is so strong.
占了菲律宾了，占了东南亚了。
They occupy a lot of Asia, my Asia countries.
还要打夏威夷。
夏威夷。They want to invade Hawaii.
夏威夷是美国大的基地。
Because it's a great American
military
base.
先去打中途岛。
Midway，
那个把中途岛打好了。
After they occupied Midway，
然后进一步来打夏威夷的。
And then continue to want to occupy Hawaii。
四个航空母舰去打。
And four warships is there。
美国了。
And America。
一个航空母舰。
That's only one。
还不在中途岛的了。
Not in the Midland。
那个时候，太平洋的海军的司令是 Minutes。
At that time, the commander is Minutes。
非常的为难。
They feel very difficult。
问了。
And he asked,
还有一个航空母舰在夏威夷在那修理。
And one carrier is being repaired in Hawaii.
明日是问说要修理多久
？How long would it take to repair it？
他说还有两个月才修好。
It takes two more months.
明日是说你一个礼拜必须要开走。
But he said only one week you have to finish.
修不好也走了。
Even if it's not finished, you have to
一个船还没完就修好。
Sail.
这样就开到中途岛去了。
So the ship went to Midway.
日本人呐、啊，四个航空母舰、飞机要去炸中途岛。
And the Japanese have four warship carriers and want to bomb Pearl Harbor.
你知道航空母舰的飞机啦
？You know the plane on the carrier.
去轰炸的啦，要把这炸弹挂在上面。
And you have to put all the bombs on the warplanes.
仇敌的飞机来了，要炸弹拿下来了，是战斗机才能够打的啦。仇敌来了哈。
An enemy comes.
他必须把炸弹放下来。
He had unload the bomb.
哦，日本人呐、啊、去炸。
So Japanese go and bomb them.
没想到炸的时候了。
As they are doing it,
来了一队的美国的轰炸机。
And there is an American warship came.
把三个航空母舰炸掉了。
Oh, they bombed three of the Japanese carriers. Only one left.
你要知道，海就军人呐、啊。
And all these military.
司令的判断。
They depends on the decision of the commander.
这个司令呢
？And this commander.
看到三个航空母舰都炸了吗
？Three of the carriers have been bombed.
只剩了一个了。
Only one left.
飞机来了，不知道从哪里来的。
And as a warplane came, they don't know where it come from.
派第四个航空母舰的飞机。
And then they sent out the last warship of the carrier.
跟着美国的轰炸机来搞炮。
And then they fight each other.
找到了美国两个航空母舰。
And they found the two carriers of America.
把一个航空母舰炸得瘫痪。
And then one of them being bombed.
到这个时候。
And that time.
尼迪斯命令他另外一个航空母舰上的那个飞机。
So he ordered the other carrier's warship
再去炸那个第四个日本的航空母舰
and continue to bombard the last carrier, a Japanese carrier.
炸掉了
and then it was successful.
是这一些去炸美国航空母舰的飞机回来，只好掉在海里都死掉了。
All these warplanes that came back, they fell in the ocean and died.
可能日本人丢了四个航空母舰
and Japanese has lost four carriers.
这是美国。和日本打架的转捩点。
This is a turning point of the war between Japanese and Americans.
怎么能够转捩
？How did the turning point came about?
靠着 Minutes 这一个的海军司令。
Because of this commander Minutes.
那么我想弟兄姊妹你们知道。
As you know,
这美国人把日本真正打垮是靠着什么
？What is the real reason how the Americans win over the war over the Japanese?
我问你们靠着什么
？What does it depend?
啊， 云子弹，哎，你们呢还不是太知道。
I guess you really do not know.
因着爱因斯坦的一封信。
There's a letter.
爱因斯坦。
Oh, Einstein?
爱因斯坦一封信给 Roosevelt 总统。
Oh, Einstein sent a letter to President Roosevelt.
找到他物理的理论啦，只要把原子里面的分子、中子分开啦，就有大的能力。
So he explained to him the atomic bomb, how it works.
这是理论家在理论中呢猜出来的。
So this is how they have the theory of the splitting of the atoms of the atomic bomb.
没有成功。
It didn't work out.
Roosevelt 总统收了爱因斯坦一封信。
So President Roosevelt received a letter from Einstein.
发了拔出一边的款。
And so he set apart a fund.
调出一些人。
And then used some human resources.
好好去研究。
And to research on this.
研究在哪里成功的。
Where were they successful?
哎呀，你我到美国知道历史吧。
Do you know the history in America?
New Mexico 成功了。
It was successful in New Mexico.
到 New Mexico 成功了之后了。
After it's successful in New Mexico.
特别在 New Mexico 了，一个山顶上了盖起一个村庄。
And they built a village on the top of a mountain.
Los Alamos.
That's the name.
来造原子弹的了。
Oh, to manufacture the atomic bomb.
这样把原子弹造好了。
And so as they made the atomic bomb,
到原子弹在 New Mexico 爆发成功了。
As an atomic bomb was exploding and successful.
刚刚 Roosevelt、Churchill 跟斯大林在谈判。
So Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill, they were having a meeting.
要斯大林啊，跟日本人宣战。
And want Stalin to declare war with the Japanese.
斯大林不肯。
And Stalin refused.
谈的时候了。
As they negotiated.
有个秘书，有个条子给 Roosevelt 总统。
And there's a little paper slip from the secretary to President
Roosevelt.
Little
boy was born.
The little boy was born.
什么？
What's that mean?
你知道他有两个原子弹吗？
That there was two of them.
一个叫 little boy, 一个叫 fat man.
And one is called little boy, one's called fat man.
那个原子弹刚刚成功了。
And the little boy was successful.
非常的可惜。
But regretfully.
差了一天。
Just one day difference.
因为斯大林答应跟日本人打仗。
Because Stalin accepted the challenge to declare war with the Japanese.
斯大林一些要求。
So Stalin
required.
If Japanese fail,
中国的东北全部给苏联。
And northwest part would be given to Russia.
罗斯福不肯。
And President Roosevelt refused.
但以后排的条件了。
And there are some requirements.
他们有东北的铁路的经营权。
They would have the authority to use the railroad.
罗斯福如果早一天收到这个秘书的信呢，就不会答应了。
If President Roosevelt would receive this little note one day early, he would not do it.
啊，斯大林也参战了。
Oh, so this is why Stalin also entered in the war.
对，你知道日本人怎么会投降的？
How did Japanese surrender?
两个原子弹在投降的了。
Because of the two atomic bombs.
是我几年前到 Los Alamos 去的时候。
And a few years I went to this Los Alamos.
看见了两个原子弹的那个模型。
And I saw the shape of the atomic bomb.
所以你要知道了。
So you must know this.
一个人活着在地上走七八十年顶多一百岁。
We live on the earth 70 to 80 years, the most 100 years.
你活着的价值不是你今天舒服了，不是你自己好好享受了，你有多大的影响。
It's not that how much you can enjoy or be comfortable, it's how much influence you have while you live.
Ministry 的影响。
The influence of menace.
叫日本人在打仗上啊，这么得胜了，垮掉转变过来。
And the change, the Japanese who've been so strong, eventually they were bombed.
爱因斯坦这封信。
And the letter of Einstein.
才有原子弹的开始。
This is how it started the atomic bomb.
把日本完全的投降的了。
And the Japanese surrendered to them.
哎，明天事也过去了。
And minutes passed away.
爱因斯坦也过去了。
And Einstein passed away.
他一生所做的了。
But what they've done in their lifetime.
对的，世界有这么大的影响。
And that affected the world so much.
我不是跟你们讲故事。
I'm not trying to tell you the story.
我呢是看见这一些历史的光景。
I look at the historical facts.
我问我说。
I ask myself.
我已经八十多岁了。
I'm more than 80 years old.
我也侍奉主。
I serve the Lord.
我的侍奉。
My service.
有多少的果效。
How much How effective is my service?
就我自己蒙保守，大罪不犯，小罪求主赦免。
And as God will keep me, I will not commit sin.
主也恩待我了，我感谢赞美。
And the Lord being gracious to me, I praise Him.
这样我可以过了一生。
And this is how I pass my life.
我的一生的里头能够帮助别人信主了，爱主了。
If my life can help people to believe and love the Lord.
这也是过了一生。
And this is also a life.
而我能够帮助人呢，信主了，爱主了，能够影响到更大的地区了。
And that when these people believe and serve the Lord and being effective.
这也是一生。
And also how I live my life. Brothers and sisters.
我看你们在这里在做的。
I saw what you've done here.
40以下的人不多了。
Not many people who are under 40 years old.
都年纪大了。
They're all getting older.
那我要请问呢。
I'm going to ask you.
你在神面前侍奉。
As you serve the Lord.
影响有多大。
How effective is your, how much influence you have.
我常常在教会中间。
Many times I'm in the church.
来劝勉弟兄姊妹。
Encourage brothers and sisters.
来劝勉我自己了。
And also encourage myself.
不要感谢主，主恩典啦，叫我过得舒舒服服。
Don't praise the Lord that God has given you a very comfortable life.
你将来没有荣耀。
There's no glory in the future.
你侍奉主的啦。
You serve the Lord.
我在侍奉的里面啦。
In your service.
教会中有不同的意见。
People have different agreements in the church.
就我都有不同的看法了。
There are different opinions in the church.
你如果这一些意见看法你是不满意的啦。
If you're not satisfied with other people's opinion.
你盼望这个教会不要这个看法。
You want the church to get rid of that opinion.
哎呦，他有他的看法，你有他你的看法。
You have your own opinions. Other people have their own opinions.
大家都爱主的。
We all love the Lord.
大家为了教会的好处的啦。
Everybody is for the church's benefit.
因为看法不同啦。
Although we have different opinions.
大家讨论。
We would discuss.
大家商量。
Let's talk about.
大家争辩。
Let's argue.
也过日子了。
And we also live our life.
问题是什么？
What is the problem?
你有没有被神所用，把情况转变了过来。
Have you been used by the Lord to change the situation?
所以我来读圣经的时候啦。
As I read my Bible.
读整个的旧约。
Look at the whole Old Testament.
我读到了摩西的一生。
I read the life of Moses.
我是非常的羡慕。
And I really long to be like that.
摩西一生是什么？
What is Moses' life?
以色列百姓已经到埃及了。
Because Israelites are in Egypt.
人数增加。
They grow in number.
到了两百万的这么多的了。
About 2 million of them.
到了两百万了。
And 2 million of these Israelites.
埃及做着奴隶。
But that they become only slaves.
完全法老王管辖他们。
Ruled by Pharaoh.
为着埃及来盖一些的城墙。
And that they, for Egypt, they have built.
你知道埃及在两三千年前的时候是粮食非常的丰富。
About 2 to 3 thousand years ago, they had a multiple of food.
因为它是尼罗河嘛。
Because it's near River Nile.
尼罗河泛滥了。
And as they overflow,
上流的河下水了，泛滥出去了，把河底里头的沉的东西啊，泛滥到两岸了。
So as the upstream water overflow and they fertilize the land,
是洪水下去了。
As the water subsided,
下面的四围的地土非常的肥沃。
So it fertilized the land in the downstream.
什么？他们的出产非常的多。
So they have a lot of produce.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
整个埃及。
The whole Israel.
这么大的地方。
Egypt, such a big land.
能够有好的农业出产只有16%。
For to have good agricultural products is only 16%.
84%没有用的。
But 84% of the land is useless.
就是16%了。
Only 16% of the land.
埃及非常丰富了。
It's very fertilized.
这丰富了出产了之后呢？
As they had multiple
produce. 因为下雨嘛。
Because of the rain also.
他必须造了城呢，把粮食藏在城里面。
So they must build cities to store all the food.
所以以色列百姓做奴隶来造庄，做一个城墙。
So they use the Israelites as slaves to build the wall of the city.
从前约瑟做了宰相。
Until Joseph becomes a ruler.
过去了。
It's everything passed.
以后以色列百姓都做奴隶了。
But yet, all the Israelites became slaves.
做了250年的奴隶。
They became slaves for 250 years.
在这个光景里面呢。
Under this situation.
神叫这一帮人从他做奴隶转变了过来，成为非常强的以色列的民族。
God wanted to change Israelites from being slaves to become a strong nation.
靠着谁？
Through whom?
靠着摩西。
Through Moses.
所以这个摩西这个人呢、啊？
So Moses is first.
转变时代的啦。
He's the man who changed his time.
我来看到这一些历史记载啦。
As I read this historical recording,
就发现了。
I realized.
像我们现在我们做基督徒。
We as Christians.
基督徒还没有到做奴隶的地步。
We have not become slaves.
但是不是做奴隶？
Whether we are slaves or not.
许多也是做奴隶的。
Some people might be slaves.
做谁的奴隶？
Whose slaves?
做钱财的奴隶。
Slave of riches.
我们都信主了。
We are Christians.
聚会的赞美敬拜主了。
We come to church to praise the Lord.
赞美过了。
After that,
六天要上班了。
But 6 days we have to go to work.
把你精神体力都为了地上事情来活做了。
We use our life and energy to live for the
earth. 哦，你说你这样活着的话，你有收入吗？
And as you are doing this, do you have
生活就好了吗？
What about your life is better?
我不是好好做事的话，生活怎么能够好的？
If I do not do well, how can I live?
是，你生活好了。
Yes, when your life is better.
小儿科。
It's just
再好的生活，到有一天都是被火所焚烧的嘛。
But even if you have a better life, everything will be consumed by fire.
是在我的感觉的里面的。
So in my heart.
在今天的时代。
In today's situation.
你不要看外表普通的。
Don't look at our
深入来提看的话呢
Look at things more deeply
许多的 基督徒是做奴隶的
A lot of Christians are slaves
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
批评没有用
No use to criticize
定罪没有用
No use to condemn
有没有被神所用
Whether you,
转变了他们
Whether you've been used to change the time
不光是离开了埃及
Knowing to leave Egypt,
并且成为一个非常坚强的以色列民族
and become a very strong nation.
我不能花时间了
I cannot spend too much time.
强到什么程度
How strong is the nation?
亡国2000年了，以后再会恢复
After 2,000 years of losing the nation, they restored.
都跟你们讲过了
I've told you before.
1948以色列复国
1948, the Israelites restored the nation. 1967 In 1966,
六个亚拉伯国家联合起来打以色列
Or six Arab countries joined together to fight with Israel.
那个时候我去纽约州的 Rochester.
At that time, I went to Rochester.
Rochester 大学有一个犹太的教授。
There was a Jewish professor.
他是六个的以色列国来打以色列，六个亚拉伯国家来打以色列了。
As the six Arab country want to fight against Israel,
他带领全家回以色列去了。
He brought his whole family back to Israel.
那问题是老教授，你回去是什么？
So as an old professor, why are you going back?
我已经六十岁了，不能打仗了。
I'm 60 years old. I cannot.
我把我全家带去，就我儿子到战场打仗。
Because I want my children to be in the battle.
我们在这里都是中国人的哈。
We are all Chinese here.
我也是中国人的。
I'm Chinese.
中国打仗了，很好很好。我们在美国，哎，不会打在我们身上。
There is a war in China, but I'm American, so.
我们中国的民族没个东西把它连起来的啦。
In Chinese culture, there's nothing that
unites. 中国大陆这么强的啦。
Mainland China is so strong.
都是向前看的。
They're looking at money.
还没有打仗来。
They don't want
有钱人都到了美国来了。
All the rich people went to America.
什么为了国家的啦？
They don't care about the country.
中国人没有一个东西把中国的民族强的构造起来。
There's nothing that united China together as a strong nation.
以色列强到一个地步了。
Israel is so strong to a point.
六个亚拉伯国家来打的时候。
As the six Arab countries come to fight.
犹太人全家搬到以色列去了。
And the Israelites, they will move to Israel as a whole family. And commit.
为什么能够这样
？Why?
因为是摩西的功劳。
Because of Moses.
摩西功劳2000年。
For 2,000 years.
在这么坏的环境的里面呢。
In such a terrible situation.
在以色列百姓中间呢，仍然有个非常坚强团结的以色列的民族。
They have a very strong and united nation because of Moses.
是我来读历史的时候了。
So as reading history.
我常常怪我自己。
I always blame myself.
我虽然全时间被主所用已经60多年了。
Although I've been serving the Lord full time for 60 years.
我的影响没有这么大。
I do not have such great influence.
比起摩西来说差了很多了。
I'm so much less than Moses.
但是我总是盼望，不是叫我殷勤忠心的侍奉主。
I pray that not only that I will serve the Lord faithfully.
就我殷勤忠心的里头啦，而有的果效是影响到。这一个时代
I hope that my diligence, faithfulness of serving Lord will affect this generation.
是我不是已经跟你们讲了好多遍了吗？
I have told you many times.
我跟摩西差了太多了。
I'm so much less than what Moses had done.
但我跟侍奉主有一件事。
But one thing as I serve.
看风转舵。
And I'll see how
风在哪里吹，我到哪里去。
I will change as the time will change.
这样我呢，也是一天二十四小时了，果效会大得多了。
And then I'll be more effective as I serve the Lord 24 hours.
我真感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord.
1970年我第二次到美国。
1970, I came to America the second time.
引导我把全家迁到美国来。
The Lord led me to bring all my family here.
布道刚刚起来的查经班。
Able to take care of the Bible study group just started.
我都跟你们讲过了。
I've told you before.
纽约刚刚教会已经开始了。
At that time, churches in New York started.
我跟纽约教会说。
I told the church in New York.
我是神的仆人，不是你们教会的仆人。
I'm God's servant, not your servant.
我要听从神的引导的。
I have to listen to the Lord's leading.
我每一个月两十天到查经班去的。
And each month for 10 days, I will visit all the Bible study groups.
两个主日到查经班去了。
And two Sundays a month.
跑了多久？
I go to the Bible study group.
跑了18年。
I've been doing that for 18 years.
在查经班里好多人信主了。
As many people believe in the Lord, the Bible study group.
都没有了。查经班都没有了。
And now there's no more Bible study group.
一直到现在。
Until now,
美国东西两岸没有查经班了。
There's no more Bible study group in the
中部还有查经班。
Only in the Midwest.
为什么缘故
？Why?
东西两部啊，教会起来了，就不学生了，在教会这么青年聚会了，不必在学校有查经班了吗
？So they joined the churches in both West and East Coast. The young people will go to the church.
中西部现在还有查经班。
But Midwest they still have Bible study group.
但是我在这几十年来。
But in these later years,
不能去查经班啦。
I cannot go to Bible study group anymore.
查经班蒙恩的人，毕了业做事，在一个地方一个地方建立教会。
Is that all these people who graduated from these Bible study group? They build churches.
是那些教会的人就邀请我去带他们聚会。
So these people in the churches invite me to help them.
我侍奉的范围、做法、对象改变了。
So I have changed my objectives and how I serve the Lord.
15年前
About 15 years ago,
发现在美国的华人变了。
The Chinese and America have been changed.
台湾、香港来的不多。
People from Taiwan and Hong Kong and
中国大陆来的多了，信主的都多。
A lot of people from mainland China came and also they believe.
我总要在美国各地教会中间呢，就了解。大陆的心态是什么？大陆人跟他讲怎么讲法
？So I had to understand more how they feel and what kind of saying they have.
我要自己转变。
I have to change.
只有人来迁就我，我要迁就人呢。
I have to go according to their need, not me.
10年前了。
That is 10 years ago.
中国大陆那些大城市知识分子信主的多了。
But 10 years ago, people, the intellectual, believe in the Lord.
我花相当的时间到中国大陆去了。
So I spent a lot of time in China.
我比不上摩西。
I am not as good as Moses.
但是我盼望。
But I hope.
我的侍奉能够影响到这个的时代。
That my service able to influence the generation today. 那么这个
影响时代有好几个的人物。
And the people who influence the generation have several characters.
我今天跟你们讲摩西。
Today I talk to you, Moses.
下一次跟你们讲撒母耳。
Next time we talk about Samuel.
另一种的情况。
It is another way.
撒母耳把它转变过来的。
It is changed by Samuel.
所以这些圣经的记载呢
？All this Bible recording.
都是告诉我们。
It's telling us.
我们在神面前怎么样的来侍奉。
How we should serve the Lord before Him.
那么弟兄姊妹，神是用了摩西，叫以色列百姓从奴隶。转变到坚强的民族。
It is Moses that God used to transform the Israelites from slaves to strong nation.
摩西这样被神所用的。
Moses was used by God.
不容易。
It's not easy.
是神先在摩西身上做了准备的工作。
God had done preparation work in the life of Moses.
哎呀，我讲前头了，又是时间太多了。
I spent too much time now.
重要东西还没有讲。
Important things I have.
是神在摩西身上有许多准备的工作。
The Lord had done many preparation in the life of Moses.
最厉害的准备。
The most important one.
他从年幼的时候啦，就知道他是以色列的选民。
Is that from his youth, young, he knew that he is Israelite.
但是法老王要把所有以色列男丁都杀死。
But Pharaoh wanted to kill all the babies of the Israelites.
他父母看见他是特别的俊美。
The parents thought that he's a fine baby.
把他留了三个月。
And they hold him for 3 months.
皇帝的命令，法老的命令要把他丢掉了。
But the commandment, the orders of Pharaoh had to let him die.
他们父母不肯丢。
The parents refused.
把了三个月了。
When he was 3 months old,
声音很大了。
He cried. He was very loud.
把隔壁邻居听见了。
And the neighbors heard it.
父母只好把他丢了。
So the parents have to forsake him.
怎么丢法？
How did they forsake him?
不能不丢，也不忍心丢。
They don't want to do it, but yet he had to do it.
结果他把摩西放这个蒲草篮里面。
And put him in a basket.
丢在尼勒河的里面。
And throw in a river.
我的能力已经只能够保护住三个月，不能再保守了。
I can only keep him for 3 months and no more.
把他放在蒲草篮里面了，丢在尼勒河。
And they put it in the papyrus basket and throw in the river of Nile.
远远站着看什么事情会发生。
And they stood in the distance to see what would happen.
所以蒲草篮呢，游游游。留下来了。
And this basket just traveled down the river.
法老的女儿带着几个佣人在那洗澡。
And the Pharaoh's daughter with the many servants was taking a bath.
看这个蒲草篮游过来了。
It saw the little basket coming.
法老的女儿叫她旁边帮助人把它拿过来。
And she asked people to bring the basket over.
一拿过来的时候了。
As the basket was there.
盖子一开。
Opened the box.
摩西就哭了。
And then Moses cried.
早哭，法老女儿不会同情的。
If he cried earlier, the Pharaoh's daughter would not move his heart. 迟
哭，法老女儿也不会同情的。
And later, when he cried,
一开就哭了。
But as they opened the basket,
法老女儿就同情了。
And then Pharaoh's daughter has a heart.
哎呀，这是以色列中间男孩被丢掉的了。
Oh, this is one of the Hebrew babies that's thrown in the river.
把他带起来了。
So he carried him.
摩西的姐姐过去了。
And Moses' sister went to her.
要不要我找一个奶妈来照顾她？
Should I go and get one of the Hebrew babies?
法老女儿没有结婚。
Baby, because the daughter, Pharaoh's daughter is not married.
那也不能够刚刚三个月的孩子来照顾吗？
She cannot take care of the 3 months old baby.
结果把她法老女儿跟这告诉这一个的摩西的姐姐，给她叫一个奶妈嘛。
So the Pharaoh's daughter asked Moses' sister to get a nursing woman.
所以她在自己生的妈妈就怀中了，蒙养育的了。
So Moses was being nurtured in the bosom of his own mother.
到了断奶了。
When he was weaned,
要把摩西送回到王宫去了。
Had to send Moses back to the palace.
现在你们生孩子断奶大概是八个月到十个月，对不对
？Right now, people, the babies are weaned about 8 months old.
圣经时代的人断奶是一年多，将近两年。
But in the Bible time, a baby was weaned between 1 and 2 years old.
不过差不多到两年了。
About 2 years.
为什么用过
？Why?
让孩子两年的奶没有了嘛。
At that time, the mother no more milk.
不断也只好断了嘛。
So had to wean the baby.
这样把摩西送到王宫去了。
So he sent Moses into the palace.
一送到王宫。
As he sent Moses to the palace.
他的父母不能见他了。
The parents cannot see him anymore.
就在这样的时间里面。
In this time frame.
摩西长大了。
Moses grows.
知道我是以色列人。
And realize he is an Israelite.
我是神的选民。
I'm a chosen people.
所以我多次跟弟兄姊妹讲了。
So many times I've spoken.
养育儿女最宝贵是前头6岁。
So as you nurture your babies, the most important years are 6 years.
听你父母的话的吗？
They listen to you.
你父母六孩子六岁的教导了，他留在身上一辈子的了。
As the 6 years of education is last for his own lifetime.
是他在埃及长大了。
So he grew up in Egypt.
学了埃及一些学问。
He educated all the wisdom of Egypt.
这胃也很好了。
And this is very good.
到了40岁。
About 40 years.
他就看以色列人。
He went to visit the Israelites.
他看见一个由埃及人欺负以色列人。
He saw an Egyptian bullying Israelites.
把这个埃及人打死了。
So he killed this Egyptian.
第二天去的时候。
Second day.
看见两个以色列人吵架。
He saw two Israelites fighting each other.
他着急说：“我们都是以色列，为什么你欺负人呢？”
He said, "We are all Israelites. Why are you bullying another person?"
欺负人家说。
The person who bullied.
难道你要杀我？想直接说是埃及人一样吗
？So you think you're going to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?
摩西非常的伤心。
So Moses is very sorrowful.
摩西已经做法老女儿的干儿子了。
He had been the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. He learned all the education. And he is
at
a very good status in the palace.
他想能够来带以色列百姓啊，是更重要。
But he felt it's very important to lead the Israelites.
已经要牺牲了埃及的地位和财宝了。
He forsake all the riches and the status of Egypt.
结果以色列人还拒绝他。
But the Israelites refused him.
他灰心了。
So he's very discouraged.
逃到了米甸的旷野。
对
不对？
He fled to a Midian.
这神在摩西身上的带领。
So this is how the Lord lead Moses.
他开头的心愿。
In the beginning, his desire is,
没有经过十字架的对付
because his desire had not been dealt with the cross.
想用自己的智慧和能力牺牲了埃及的财宝来带以色列百姓，神没有办法使用他。
He forsake all his status and riches and wanted to lead Israelites, but the Lord did not use him.
他不光弃绝了以色列的财宝地位
He only left the riches and the status of Egypt.
要弃绝了自己的智慧、聪明和神面前那一种的心态
He had to forsake his wisdom before the Lord.
所以过了四十，过了在旷野四十年了
So he was in the wilderness of Midian for 40 years.
神向他呼召
And the Lord called him.
把他召了回来了
And call him back.
摩西开头不肯。
In the beginning, he's not willing to do it.
讲三个理由。
There are three reasons.
神一个一个都解释了。
And the Lord explained every one of his reasons.
他解释过了。
After he explained.
神啊，你说我拙口笨舌了。
And you know that I'm not eloquent.
你去找别人吧。
Why don't you look for somebody else?
摩西不是说话行事都有大能吗？
Wasn't Moses a powerful in speech and action?
学了埃及一切的学问吗？
He educated all the wisdom of Egypt.
怎么说拙口笨舌呢？
How could it be he not eloquent?
放羊四十年了，可能不能羊跟羊讲道的吗？
Because I've taken care of sheep for 40 years.
这人都不讲了吗？
But he had not been speaking for 40 years.
神就使用了他。
Then God will use him.
到了埃及。
When he went to Egypt.
把以色列人带。
He let the Israelites out of Egypt.
那弟兄姊妹，我下面要给你们看的。
And afterwards, I'm going to explain to you.
他把以色列人带出来是当时的事实。
It is a fact that he let the Israelites out of Egypt.
这个的事实。
And this fact.
不一定叫以色列百姓成为坚强的民族。
Doesn't mean that the Israelites become a strong nation.
你要知道。
You must know.
连政治家来搞革命了。
It is the politician who do the revolution.
推翻从前的政府容易。
The rebel the previous government is easy.
把这个国家建立成为坚强的国家不容易。
But it's not easy to build a people in the strong nation.
摩西把以色列人带出来的。
As Moses led them out of Egypt.
把以色列人成为这么坚强的一个的民族。
He had changed the Israelite nation to be such a strong nation.
四个重点。
There are four main points.
我请你们要注意啊。
You have to pay attention.
所以我不知道了。
I don't know.
你们如果愿意仔细的读有些成稿的话呢，可以跟你们教会的负责人呢，把我的今天的讲稿呢，在电脑上 online download 了，你留下来。
If I cannot speak everything, but if you want to know more, you can ask people. You download this one sermon.
那么我要讲到最后有个第六点呢，他的侍奉。
I want to explain how he served the Lord.
他这个侍奉的里头一共有四件的事。
There are four things about his service.
头一个是救赎、拯救和恩待。
It's redemption, deliverance, and God's favors.
救赎和拯救不同的。
And redemption and deliverance are different.
救赎的那一个是能够救赎出来了，免得神审判他们。
It's being redeemed. They are free from God's righteous judgment.
拯救他们是脱离法老王的管辖。
Delivering is to being delivered from the ruling of Pharaoh.
我们都知道有不同的了。
It is a difference.
我心中常常有的想，有一些诗歌了，我们通行唱的不对的。
There's one song that we always sing, but we didn't sing it right.
有一首诗歌了，我们就是常常唱的。
One song that we always sing.
耶稣宝血洗我心。
The blood of Jesus washed my heart.
你们唱过了没有？
You sang that song before?
错的。
It's wrong.
宝血没有洗我们心的。
The precious blood did not wash our heart.
希伯来书里的宝血洗我们心是翻译错的。
So the, in Hebrew, the translation was wrong. 这
你看这中文圣经一个小字。
There's a little word in the
心，原文知道良心。
The heart is really our conscience.
宝血洗净我们的良心。
And it's the blood of Jesus cleanse our conscience.
没有洗净我们的心。
Not to wash our heart.
我们的良心已经败坏掉了。
Because our conscience has been corrupted.
因着夏娃亚当的堕落。
Because the fall of Adam and Eve.
罪就进到我们的里面了。
Sin had entered into us.
叫我们和神之间的交通就断绝。
And the relationship with God has been broken.
就我们的良心失去了功用了。
And the conscience lose its function.
这一个救赎。
And this redemption.
也是靠着耶稣就是钉十字架。把我们救过来的。
And this is through Jesus who redeemed us.
我们罪得的赦免。
And our sins have been forgiven.
我们就蒙神悦纳。
We've been accepted by God.
我们良心就平安了。
And our conscience is at peace.
我就免去神的审判。
I'm free from God's judgment.
这是我们做基督徒头一个，对不对？
So this is the beginning of being a Christian.
我们没有这一个，今天你不会坐在这里。
If it is not, you won't be here.
我们就不能够团结在一起了。
As we can be united.
因为我们蒙了同一个的救赎。
Because we receive the same redemption.
不光是这个救赎了哈。
Not only redemption.
还蒙到神的拯救。
Also will be delivered.
拯救是教我们做人做法待人接物的情况跟从前不同了。
So as we have been delivered, we are different in the way we treat others.
我们的心都已经了，我们的心了都已经败坏掉了。
Because our heart has been corrupted.
圣经怎么说？
What did the Bible say?
旧约耶利米说，
In Jeremiah,
神要给我们一个肉心来代替我们的石头的心。
God has given a heart of flesh, take place of the heart of a stone.
罗马书十二章怎么说？
What did Roman chapter 12 say?
你把自己奉献当作活祭了。
As you offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
心思的更新而整个的人改变。
So because the transformation of our mind is a change of our mind.
不是我们信主了之后啦。
As we believe,
我们心思都没有了。
Not that we lost our mind.
我们感情都没有了。
Not that we are void of emotion.
我们意识都没有了。
We don't have our will.
这些思想、感情和意志继续留在我们身上的。
Because of this emotion, mind, they are still stay with us.
不过是跟从前换掉了。
But it's been transformed.
怎么换掉法？
How is it being transformed?
因着耶稣基督复活。
Because of Jesus' resurrection.
是我们重生了。
That we become born again.
他的生命在我们的里面。
His life is in us.
要显出的生命包含的品格。
And you should show the characters of that life.
怎么能够显明出来？
How can it be manifested?
思想改变。
Is the transformation of our mind. A change of our emotion.
改变。
And a change of our will.
我们从前的思想。
Before, our mind is different.
就是为着一生摆着劳苦了，为着好好赚钱。
Is that before we want to earn a lot more money?
现在信主了。
Now that become Christian.
不是没有思想糊糊涂涂了，感谢赞美主，赞美感谢主。
Not that we mind has been changed, or we praising and praising God.
那要知道说，我今后我有为着神来活着。
Is that now I could live for God?
是不是基督徒信主没有感情了？
Is that that Christian become when we become Christian we are don't have emotion?
从前你爱好那些罪恶败坏。
You used to love the sin.
现在你爱好公义和圣洁。
Now you love righteousness.
不光叫我们感情呢没有消除。
Not that our emotion has been voided.
比我们的感情比从前还要丰富。
Our emotion is stronger and richer.
我每一个人都有感情的。
All of us have emotion.
但你说爱你的儿女。
You only love your children.
你隔壁邻居都不爱的。
But you don't love your neighbor.
信主了之后了。
But after this
belief, 你会爱邻居了。
You will love your neighbor.
你会爱你的仇敌了。
You even love your enemies.
你会爱一些远方的人了。
You love people who are far away.
感情比从前更加的丰富了。
You're richer in your emotion.
意志力会强了。
And your will becomes stronger.
那这是什么？
What is this?
这是摩西带他们出了埃及。
This is how.Moses lead them out of Egypt.
一个拯救
One is redemption.
带出来埃及不容易
Not easy to take them out of Egypt.
十个灾祸击打法老王，法老王在扛。
After 10 plagues, they struck a Pharaoh and he changed his mind.
许可摩西带着以色列百姓走了。
He allowed Moses to lead the people out of his Egypt.
走了之后
After they left,
法老王懊悔了。
And then Pharaoh changed his mind.
一个国家有200万的劳工了。轻轻易把他放走了，那以后工作怎么办？
There are 2 million of slaves. If you let them go, what happened?
派着军队来追赶。
So So he sent the armies to chase after them.
以色列人看见吓死了。
And then Israelites are so frightened.
神就云柱在他们的后面。
God sent the pillar of clouds behind them.
跟法老王的军队隔开了。
And separate the, Pharaoh's army and the
Israelites. 法老王的军队。
And armies of Pharaoh.
他们也不改变。
So stubborn, he will not
change. 还要追赶。
Continue to chase after the Israelites.
这个神叫洪水分开。
So God sent a separate the Red Sea. 以色列人过去了。And Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
法老军队也下红海的时候。
Army also went down the Red Sea.
洪水回来了。
And the water came back together.
法老军队都淹没在红海的里面。
All the armies of Pharaoh died.
从那一
个
之后了。
From then on.
法老埃及再没有办法有能力。控制以色列百姓做奴隶。
And Egypt and Pharaoh have no more power over the Israelites as slaves.
这第二个是拯救。
So this is called deliverance.
你这个够吗？
Is that enough?
还不够。
No, not enough.
神知道我们一个人呐、
啊。God knows us as men.
像以色列人一样的了。
Just like the Israelites.
如果没有正面的好处，我们还不会尊敬他的了。
If you do not have the positive things, you will not respect him.
所以神怎么带他？
So how did the Lord lead them?
到了爱到了旷野的时候。
When they reached the wilderness.
每天给他玛拿。
Every day God gave them manna.
每天给他活水。
God gave them water.
并且亚玛力人来打仗了。
As the Amalekites came and fight against them.
神就摩西举手了，约书亚就胜过了亚玛力人。
So Moses raised his hand and then Joshua overcame the Amalekites. This is God's favor on them.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天来看看。
So look at it today.
我们今天能够坐在这里啊。
Today we can be sitting here.
三个原因。
There are three reasons.
一个主耶稣钉十字架的拯救。
One is because of God's deliverance.
一个主耶稣在十字架上胜过了魔鬼了，叫魔鬼不能再控制我们。
Second is that Jesus overcame Satan. Satan do not have any rule on us.
另外一个，我们每一个人都会承认。
The third, everybody would admit.
从我们信主到现在了。
From the time we believe until now.
明处暗处。
And what a day or night.
我们所吃的。
What we eat,
我们所用的
what we use,
我们所生活的
in our life,
超过我们的智慧，神丰丰富富赐给我们的
God gave us so much provision more than our wisdom can have.
用什么对不对？
Isn't it true?
我们来到主面前，每一个人心中都有数这个三点。
Everybody has this three point in us.
够不够？
Is that enough?
不够。
Not enough.
神叫着摩西带他们到西奈山。
God had Moses led them to Mount Sinai.
第二个的重点跟他们立约。
The second important point is to have covenant.
立什么约？
What kind of covenant?
要么遵守神的诫命、律例和典章。
Is that they will obey God's commands, decrees, and laws.
十条的诫命。
The Ten Commandments.
要他们遵守的。
That they must obey.
他们如果不遵守的话呢？
If they do not obey.
神也不能够恩待他们。
God will not be gracious unto them.
这个十条的诫命呢？
This Ten Commandments.
我们要了解。
We have to understand.
旧约的人有相当多的人不了解。
Many people don't understand this Old Testament.
神的命令叫他们遵守。
It is requirement, commandments they must obey.
保罗好厉害。
Paul is.
信中讲了。
And he said.
律法不是叫我们遵守的。
The laws is not for us to obey.
律法乃是只叫我们知道我们是有罪脱离不了的。
Law is for us to know that we have sinned and we cannot forsake.
因此脱离不了了。
Because we cannot.
还是看见主耶稣钉十字架成功了，我们到耶稣面前去认罪。
Knowing that we can overcome sin because of the law, we come to Jesus and confess our sin. 摩西降下
十条的诫命。
So why did God give Moses Ten Commandments?
十条的诫命。
Ten Commandments.
是从创世纪神造了亚大夏娃之后。
It's after creation of Adam and Eve.
你知道当初他们被神所造的。
They were created in the beginning.
他们的后裔。
Their descendants.
都知道宇宙为神。
They knew about God.
不像我们中国人呢、啊。
Not that like Chinese.
怎么一个神我们也搞不清楚。
We don't know about God.
他们知道的。
But yet they know.
他知道有这位神了，很确定。
They are very sure they have a God.
神的个性怎么样？
But what about God's character?
他们不知道。
They do not know.
神做事的做法怎么样？
How did God do?
他们不
知道。What is God's way? They don't know.
所以你要听众神怎么听众法呢？
So how are you going to listen to God?
十条诫命是什么？
So what is that Ten Commandments?
讲说神是如何的一位神。
Tell us what kind of God is he?
我只简单跟你们讲了。
Simply, I'm going to explain.
没有十条诫命之前
before,
不知道神是怎么一位神。
Before Ten Commandments, they don't understand what kind of God is.
我已经跟你们讲过了。
I told you before.
我是定海佛教家庭长大的了。
I grew up from a Buddhist family.
定海普陀就在我们
定
海县。
I was born in this place.
哦，定海城有好多的庙。
Oh, there's a lot of Buddhist temples.
那我家的后院子啊，巷子过去就是个庙了。
Just behind me, there's a temple.
那个时候我们没有电影院。
At that time, there's no movie theater.
是在庙里都会做戏的。
But yet in these temples,
they have plays. 所以我们在家听见庙里就打锣了，还是开始做戏了。
So as they hear the drums, they know they have the theater started. So they go and watch the play.
免费的嘛。
It's free.
这要看戏的话呢
？If you're gonna watch the play,
一到殿的门口啊，头都不敢抬的了。
But when you enter the temple, you don't want to lift your head.
看殿的菩萨了，哎呦，凶得了要命的了。
Because this Buddha seems so fierce.
一去进去四大金刚了。
When you look at all these
Buddha, 吓死人了哈。
It's really frightening.
庙里都还有泥黄了。
There's so many different temples there.
你撒谎给你记下来。
There's so many Buddhists.
你打人给你记下来。
They record all that.
等你死了之后给你算账。
And then they're gonna take a count.
你到底是下十八层地狱还是下十四层地狱
？And whether you go to 14 levels of hell or not.
这个了。
This is my idea of God.
完全是错误的了。
It's totally wrong.
神是怎么样
？What is God?
全世界各个民族都知道有神。却不知道神是如何的神。
Everybody under the earth, they know about God, but they don't know what kind of God is.
只有头一次，神就是向摩西显现。
So as God appeared himself the first time to Moses,
有十条诫命了，把他是如何一位神呢，表明了出来。
And through the Ten Commandments, they know what kind of God.
所以弟兄姊妹呢
，So brothers and sisters,
我们的教会中间大家连接在一起。
As we united in the church,
在神面前活着
we live before the Lord.
必须要了解神是如何的一位神。
We have to know what kind of God that we believe in.
这是我们要读圣经。
As we read the Bible,
我们自己圣经不太明白。
We don't understand.
要人给我们指点一下的。
So it's people instruct us.
我们才会知道了。
That we understand.
所以我的经验
，In my experience,
常常有些事情来到了一个感动。
Something moved my heart.
我应该怎么做法
？What I should do?
我去做了
so I go
为什么这么做我也不明白
I don't understand why I would do it
当到我圣经读了之后才知道神为什么这么感动我的了
so as I read the Bible I understand why would God move my heart to do
that 你比方说我们中国人也讲爱
the Chinese talk about love
圣经里讲爱
the Bible talk about love
圣经的爱比中国人儒家的爱还要厉害
but the love in the Bible is much stronger than the love in
China
you have to love your enemy
我逼迫你的人祷告
I pray for those who persecute me.
我信主了之后啦
After I believe,
又欺负我的啦
People who bully me.
我已经不报复已经很好了
It's good that I will not revenge.
我忍受苦就很好了
It's good that I endure.
我
又
怎么去爱他了
How could I love him?
有个感动就我爱他
But there's a moving heart to love him.
我也不了解了
I don't understand.
我读到圣经才知道了
So after read the Bible, I understand.
神叫我们爱我们的仇敌
God wants us to love our enemies.
我多次讲了
Many times
儒家的思想和圣经的标准很近的。
The Chinese standard of love is very close to the Bible.
圣经的标准比儒家思想还要高。
But the standard of love in the Bible is
much higher. 我们怎么知道
？Why？
自己然也自己所以然。
We understand because we go through it.
根据摩西的律法。
According to Moses,
a law. 他再有律例。
There is a decrease.
乃是人和人的关系。
It's guideline for human relationship.
一些典章。
And also law.
人和神的细节上的关系。
It is guideline for spiritual living.
这些成为一个根基了。
This becomes the foundation.
弟兄姊妹了。
So brothers and sisters.
我们如果对神这一个的是什么样一位神不太了解。
If we do not understand what kind of God that we have.
我们没有办法哈哈。叫其他弟兄子同心合意了，成为坚强的一个教会。
We cannot be united with brothers and sisters and become a strong church.
够不够
？Is that enough？
还不够。
Not enough.
第三个重点。
The third main point.
神召了摩西到山上。
God called Moses to the mountain.
四十天之久。
For 40 years,
讲十条诫命大概十分钟就讲完了吗
？Ten commandments take only 10 minutes.
是叫的会幕啦。
But to build the tabernacle,
仔细跟他来讲了。
Very in detail, God spoken to Moses.
花了四天的功夫讲到了明白了。
So for 40 days and nights, clearly spoken to him about the tabernacle.
西奈山底下。
But the Israelites is under the.
花了九个月不走路的。
For 9 months they stay under Mount Sinai to build the tabernacle.
建造好了。
After they built the tabernacle,
耶和华的荣耀充满了会幕里。
The glory of God filled the temple.
从前神的荣耀充满在西奈山。
Before the glory of God filled the Mount Sinai.
现在神的荣耀充满在圣殿。
充
在了会幕。
Now the glory of God filled the tabernacle.
为什么缘故
？Why？
西奈山有神荣耀吗
？There's glory of God in Mount Sinai.
他不能留在里面的吗
？But they're not staying there.
他要走路的嘛
？They will continue to walk.
离开西奈山的西奈山荣耀就看不见了吗
？But if they leave Mount Sinai, they cannot see the glory of God.
走的路是旷野吗
？They walk in the wilderness.
在旷野是什么呀
？So what happened in the wilderness?
会幕来带领他们。
The tabernacle will lead them.
他们走一走，遇到一些事啦。
As they walk, they go forward. They
啊，不知道应该怎么办。
They don't know what to do.
摩西命令把会幕留下，停下来。
So Moses said, "Leave the tabernacle."
本来是亚伦那利未人呢，把会幕撤掉了，抬起来走的。
Because it is Levites who tear down the tabernacle and carry on their shoulders.
现在把会幕又支搭起来了。
And now as they stop, they have to build.
进到会幕里面了。
They enter the tabernacle.
看神的态度是如何。
And see what attitude God.
神的做法是如何了。
What God's instruction.
明白了。
When they understood,
就可以过再往前头走路了。
They will continue to move on.
会幕实际来带领了他们。
So it is a tabernacle that leads them on.
有了这个好了吧。
So is that enough?
还不够。
No, not enough.
因为到底以色列百姓不太明白
Because Israelites didn't understand
所以兴起以色列百姓有几个祭司
Though God raised up some priests
乃是来示来带以色列百姓如何来亲近神
It's to lead the Israelites how to draw close to God
也把他们的需要向神祷告
It's that also through the priest present the petition to God
神的祝福就是祭司临到他们身上了
SoGod bless them through the priest.
够不够
Is that enough?
还不够
It's not enough.
还有些的节期
There are some festivals.
什么叫节期
What is the festival?
乃是历史的里面遇见一些的故事
Is that the when they in the historical stories?
神特别来恩待他们的
How the Lord has specially favor on them
就他们常常有回想
They will always remember
头一个节期有回想的啦
First to look back and remember
乃是逾越节
The first festival is the Passover
回想他们在埃及如何灭命的天使不到他们里头把他长子杀掉了
It's to recall how the angel did not kill their
oldest son 每年又过逾越节了
Every year that goes through Passover
回想啦
To recall,
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我相信你们结了婚了
after you married
二十年了
for 20 years
三十年了
30 years
我们结婚六十年了
we've been married for 60 years
我们结婚的日子一定请孩子一同吃饭
our wedding day will have the dinner with the children
纪念纪念我们当初结婚的光景
to remember how we were married
我们自己享受
we enjoyed ourselves
要叫孩子们了解了
and have the children to understand
你们有没有啊
do you do that
结婚纪念日有没有全家团聚啊
and to remember the wedding day together everybody together
我们每一次结婚纪念日不能够所有孩子在的话你总是在纽约和纽约附近的孩子在一起的啦
If all the children cannot be there, but all the new people live in New
York,
oh,
谈谈老故事
We recall some old stories.
大家一同享受吃饭
We enjoy have dinner.
吃了饭的时候，我跟儿子女儿抢着付钱的了
And I always try to pay.
当然是我抢来的啦
And I always win.
不是儿子女儿付钱的，为什么？
Why would not let the children pay?
纪念起的我们当初六十年前结婚的光景吧。
So remember to recall what happened when we married 60 years ago.
好的家庭一定要纪念的哦。
A good family always have to do this.
我常常跟弟兄们讲了。
I always said to the brothers.
结了婚了，把太太生日都忘记了，罪大恶极了。哎呦。
It's terrible if you get married and forget your wife's birthday.
还要送礼物给她的了。
You have to give them gifts.
这个长征一些纪念是什么？
Why you had to remember?
叫你了，日子多了吗？感情慢慢淡薄了吗
？Because sometimes your feeling will be less.
到生日的时候
，and birthday time.
到结婚纪念的时候了
，or the wedding anniversary.
重新把你的感情恢复过来，对不对
？And restore that feeling for each other.
我怎么学的
？How did I learn that?
从摩西身上学的。
from Moses.
因为他们过祭旗的嘛。
They had to go through those festivals.
摩西怎么告诉他们？
What did Moses tell them?
你们进到迦南去了。
As you enter the land of Canaan.
迦南全地了。
As you are spread over the land of Canaan.
一年有三次，二十岁以上男丁了，必须到列位民地方了，一同来过节。
And three times a year, the men had to go back to the place
that they
designated
the festival. 这个叫他们啊，以色列百姓啊，住已经分散掉了。
Because as they are all spread out,
就是过节了还能够团结在一起。
And through having festivals together, they can be united.
那我来跟着跟摩西学了。
I learned from Moses.
没有办法每一次结婚的生日把全家人找在一起。
I cannot gather everybody together during the wedding anniversary and birthday.
那我的做法。
But how I do this?
两年一次。
Every 2 years,
全家团聚。
And whole family gather together.
无论在哪个地方了，都一定回来的。
No matter where they are, they must come home.
我加州有两个儿子。
I have 2 sons in California.
有四个孙子。
I have 4 grandchildren.
都一同来的了。
They will all come.
并且不许请假。
You cannot.
一定要是来的了。
Excuse, you must come.
这是什么？
What is it?
都全家团在一起嘛。
As a family gather together.
是你们年纪大了，孩子多的话，要想办法的嘛。
You are getting older. You have many children. You think about a way to get everybody together.
昨天呢，我跟有些人吃饭。
Yesterday I had a dinner with somebody.
哎呀，我说孙，我说你是这个祖父祖母了，真是很欢喜孙子的了。
Grandparents love the grandchildren.
那个姊妹说了。
The sister said.
我的公公对我孩子不是太喜欢。
My father-in-law did not really like my children.
我说你的过错。
It's your fault.
你没有把你的孩子跟你的公公婆联络感情嘛？
You did not try to put them together.
你说妈妈要联络感情的吗？
You had to restore relationship.
所以我就告诉他了。
So I told her.
我们小女儿嘛。
My youngest daughter.
已经40多岁了嘛。
More than 40 years old.
只有一个孩子了。
They have one child.
现在8岁了。
9 years old.
常常这个小孙外孙女儿打电话来了。
This a granddaughter always calls me.
爷爷奶奶，我好想你们。
Oh, grandparents, I miss you so much.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
没话好讲了，就电话挂掉了。
Nothing else. They just, she just.
为什么打电话？
Why would they call?
我女儿就在打的吧。
Because my daughter asked her to call.
有这种有奶奶了，我就喜欢你烧的菜啦。
Oh, grandma, I love.
我这个礼拜哪一天到你家来吃菜啦？
I'm gonna come to your house.
哪里我孙女儿的意思是？女儿的意思嘛，
it is not the grandchild.
连那种感情的嘛，
it is the daughter.
所以昨天我跟那个姊妹讲了，
so yes, I told
你的公公跟你的孩子孙子不有好的感情是你说的。
Because, so I told the sister, it's your fault that you do not put them together.
大家都不在一起了嘛，要想办法把它联络的嘛。
Think of some way that they can
connect
together.
那么弟兄姊妹啊，摩西啊，就是集齐。
So through festival,
把整个以色列们联络了。
And united the nations together.
这叫第三个敬拜。
It's worship.
第四个。
Fourthly.
40年的编队过了旷野。
So formation of God's army in the wilderness.
知道我们的生活里头有什么难处会发生。
So we can experience what kind of problems we have in life.
难处发生一个怎么解决？
When we have problems, how do we solve?
摩西好辛苦。
Moses is a lot of toil.
带领以色列百姓的。
He led the Israelites.
以色列百姓24次顶撞神的。
20 times they opposed God.
一个一个都把它解决掉了。
Moses solved this problem one by one.
摩西来告诉以色列百姓的。
Moses told the Israelites.
以后你们在神面前活着。
As you live before the Lord.
要成为坚强的、巩固的以色列百姓。
Become very strong and firm Israelites.
那是40年的旷野道路的经历来告诉你们了。
Because through the 40 years of wilderness experience,
我时间已经过了。
Moses told them this.
当中有个经历。
There is one experience.
科拉的后裔。
It's the descendants of Korah.
科拉后裔啦，对摩西说了。
The descendants of Korah.
以色列百姓都是圣洁的。
All the Israelites are holy.
为什么你却是高高在上的了？
Why do you put yourself on the top?
向着摩西挑战。
So he challenged Moses.
摩西怎么态度？
What's Moses' attitude?
你要看见圣经记载。
Look at what the Bible records.
摩西夫妇不讲话。
Moses prostrated before God, didn't say anything.
不争辩。
He did not argue.
摩西啦，写了一句话。
Moses said something.
摩西做人极其温柔，胜过世上的众人。
Moses is the most humble person, more than anybody in the earth.
我头一个发现了。
The first thing I discovered.
这个圣经是摩西写的吗？
This is written by Moses.
你好意思，你是极其温柔，世界的众人的哦。
How would you describe yourself the most humble in all the earth?
我相信摩西也不愿意写。
I believe Moses don't want to write it. It is God want him to write it.
我把它用来了。
So I use this.
在教会中间领头的人被人挑战。
As the leaders being challenged by others.
教会不至于分裂。
The church will not split.
一个不应该有那些挑战的人。
First, there shouldn't be people who challenge people.
最要紧的。
Most important,
领头人的态度是如何?
What is the attitude of the leader? You have to protect your status.
要来共建你，你来共建别人。
If people oppose you, if you oppose others, the church will split.
所以我在年轻的时候了。
So when I was young,
听见尼特森讲道,
I heard a brother watching me preach. And I add something.
一个老虎到街上去，不必派保镖的。
As an old tiger goes on the street, you don't have to send people to protect him.
不必为了自己争辩的嘛。
People raise up by God. You don't have to argue for yourself. God will argue for him.
这告诉我们什么?
What does it tell us?
并且教会中间也是如此。
It's the same in the church today.
教会中间的传道人。
The preachers in the church.
教会中间的长老这是负责任的人。
The elders and the deacons who are in charge of the church.
到人挑战的时候你就反见。
If you strike back to people who challenge you, the church will
split.
If you prostrate and don't say anything, God will preserve you. This is actual story. I just want to tell you a little bit.
要好好去读以色列私人的旷野，以色列百姓有错误，摩西怎么一个态度？
So you have to read the story. What is Moses' attitude when the Israelites were wrong?
所以这些故事就是神的教导。
So these stories are the teaching of God.
是凡是以色列百姓所遇见的。
Whatever they can encounter.
包含了今天基督徒地上的教会所有的难处。
It really includes all the problems that we face on earth today.
你没有好好来读了。
If you do not read the story,
这些传道书所说的,
as the book,
太阳底下没有新奇的事,
there's nothing new under the sun.
从前都已经讲过了,
whatever said before,
都已经教导我们了,
already taught us,
在这种难处底下, 还应该怎么来处理法?
How should you deal with this problem?
摩西用这个四个, 来把以色列百姓建造起来, 成为坚固的以色列民族。
This is how Moses built up the nation to be a very strong nation.
所以摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带出来，不过是头一步。
So the first that Moses did is to lead them out of Egypt.
不能够维持了2000年、3000年的。
It cannot last up for 2000-3000 years. Is to sustain for 2,000-3,000 years. The four main points. One is redemption.
第二是神的立约,
one is covenant with God.
第三是敬拜神,
third is to worship God.
第一是历史上的故事,
fourth is the historical story.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我盼望跟你们一同勉励,
I hope that I would encourage each other.
我们教会中侍奉的有许多的不同意见小事。
It's a minor thing. As we serve, we have different opinions.
我们有没有啦? 因着我们的服事带进一个光景来，就整个的情况转变。
In our service, do we change the whole situation?
我这些日子也为着另外一个教会难处，这问题总是解决了。
And in this time, I always solve the problem with another church.
到了半年了。
About four, half,
解决完了之后了,
after the problem is solved,
他们只是昨天请我中午吃餐饭。
And the deacons want to invite me for lunch.
好不容易了,
it's so difficult.
总算能够解决了,
it's a problem solved.
那么弟兄姊妹,
and brothers and sisters,
解决问题非常难,
it's difficult to solve problems.
解决问题是很简单,
it might be simple.
不是重要的,
it's not important.
重点是今后到底应该怎么往前去。
The emphasis, what should they do to go forward?
是你让我讲我心中的气话。
If you ask me to say what is in my heart,
有许多人看见这个不对，那个不对。
Some people say there's something wrong here, something wrong there.
让他去做，也不能给人帮助。
If you ask them to do it, they cannot help you.
你讲了不对有什么用呢？
What's the use of saying?
单单讲不对了，闭了嘴不要讲了。
So you should just shut your mouth.
好好把人带起来，灵上带起来的。
Lead them up spiritually.
怎么带起来？
How?
四个重点。
Four main points.
不会超过的啦。
Nothing beyond
that. 我有一个许多的教会中有难处了。
Churches have many problems.
有不同意见的啦。
Different opinions.
有争吵的啦。
Arguments.
我也很忍耐。
I'm very patient.
我心中所盼望的。
But my desire in my heart.
小事情不要吵了。
little things don't bug you.
正面的叫人改变。
Positively make changes in people's lives.
能够正面了，才能够有联合同心合意了。
As we do something positive, it will promote the unity.
我告诉弟兄姊妹。
I told the brothers and sisters.
我对任何人都不信任。
I don't trust anyone.
你不要信任他。
Don't trust others.
或我说林弟兄，你这个态度这么坏啊。
And they said, "Oh, brother Lin, how?"
我说我也不信任我自己，我也会变的啦。讲好了都会变掉的。
People keep changing.
乃是正面的又建立起来了。
It's positively try to make changes.
才是重要的。
That is important.
正面建立起来了。
Positively
还有毛病。
There's still problems.
建立起来没有毛病的。
还是有毛病啊。There will be problems.
那毛病怎么样？
So what do should we do?
根据他们由以色列百姓旷野的经历。去解决这个问题。
To solve the problem according to the problem that Israelites face,
无论如何
呢？ No matter what,
这个两百万的以色列百姓呢？
There's 2 million of Israelites.
不是单单做奴仆了。
No more they are slaves.
成为以色列民族了。
Become a nation.
被神来使用的。
Used by God.
所以我盼望给你们一份勉励，好吧？
I hope we can encourage each other.
我们侍奉主了。
As we serve the Lord.
要从这正面的经历。
We should build.
过于反面的批评
，more than the negative criticism，
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us。
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray。
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you。
你知道我们的愚昧。
You know our foolishness。
所以你在圣经里头给我们有这么多的教导。
So you teach us through the Bible。
你不光一些教训。
Not only you wrote down teachings。
你特别在以色列百姓中有许多的历史。
You gave us a lot of Israel history.
在历史的里面写明出来。
In history, it shows us.
你如何带领以色列百姓有转变的
？And how you change your Israelites.
我们真是谢谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
兴起摩西来。
You raise up Moses.
我们是何等的炫目
！How we long to be.
你叫我们在地上的年日。
That our days on earth.
被你所使用的。
Used by you.
不光叫我们在你面前活着，讨你的喜悦。
Not only we live and be pleasing unto you.
你要使用我们的。
And to use us.
也叫全。教会能够同心合意的成为坚强的一个团体
and that the whole church be united to be a strong church
一同的来侍奉你
to serve you together
请你听我们的祷告
may you hear our prayer
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.